Boker Tov. On Sunday, when I spoke right before Mircha, I mentioned the character traits that the Torah gives us to describe what made Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu. And what came out from the stories of him helping the Ish Ivri, that's beaten by the Egyptian, then getting involved with the two Anashim Ivrim Nitzim, then getting involved with the Ro'im in Midian, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is a person who gets involved. He doesn't just see things and say, well, that's just the way it is, and accept that this is the way it is. He goes against what, you know, if he sees something wrong, he doesn't care that, you know, society thinks it's all right. He goes and gets involved. In Revi of this week's parsha, we see Moshe Rabbeinu brings it to the next level. In Revi of this week's parsha, we have the Ma'amad HaSneh, the burning sneh, the burning bush that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's, you know, with his sheep, he sees the burning bush, and he goes and says, Asurana ve'ir'eh et ha-mar'eh ha-gadol hazeh madua lo yiv'ar ha-sneh. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu sees a sneh bo'er ba'esh, a sneh ninu ukal. It's not, it's burning, it's not getting consumed. And Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of just seeing that burning bush and then going home and telling his family, you know, I saw the weirdest thing today, you know, and that's where the story would end. That's what most people would have done. Most people see something weird, they go and they look at it for a bit and they go away. But Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, understands. Asura na vir'eh tamar'eh ha-gadol hazeh. Okay? Now, a lot has been talked about, discussed about why Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in asneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh neinu ukal. Okay? And most parshanim, if I recall correctly, take it in a direction that the sneh is Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael is bo'er ba'esh, that it's suffering, that has impossible situation, but yet it's still not being destroyed. Now, this is something that we forget often. And the thing we forget often is that Am Yisrael's existence is a miracle. Okay? The fact that we've gone through all the things that we've gone through, and we're still here, in and of itself, is an existing miracle. We're a sneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh ineinu ukal. The things that we've gone through, even not so long ago, is again, sneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh ineinu ukal. These day and age, kfira is very strong. And how I know it's very strong? Because it's so strong that it hides from us the obvious miracle, the miracle that's in plain sight, the miracle that Am Yisrael exists, is alive, the miracle that we're back in Eretz Yisrael, the miracle that we've achieved independence and prosperity in Eretz Yisrael is a blatant miracle, right out in the open. It's a sneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh ineinu ukal. And in order to not believe in this day and age, Hashem had to increase kfira levels just so you would be able to hide this miracle that's in plain sight. Moshe Rabbeinu sees these things. He sees the sneh bo'er ba'esh v'asneh ineinu ukal. And he says, Asura na ve'eret ha-mareh ha-gadol hazeh. This is a mareh gadol, gentlemen. A fact that Am Yisrael is where it is, and has gone through what it has gone, and is still existing, that in and of itself, it's a miracle out in the open. And if we can open our eyes and see it, we can also go and increase our emunah in Hashem, and take that emuna to practical levels to being Mekadem Am Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Boker Tov.